Good morning. It's October. It's Thursday, October the 29th, and trust that you're all well. We're looking at the Psalms together, and today we come to Psalm 89. It's a very long Psalm. There are as many verses in this Psalm as there are weeks in the year. There are 52 verses in Psalm 89, and Psalm 88, which kind of hit rock bottom, darkness is my only friend. And Psalm 89, written by the same person, is also dark, but not quite as dark. But it has a very specific and very important context. And the context is the promise that God gave to David in 2 Samuel chapter 7. And the reason why Psalm 89 is important is that when God made a promise to Abraham, he called it a covenant. When God made a promise to Moses, he called it a covenant. When God made a promise to David, he didn't, at least not in 2 Samuel chapter 7, call it specifically a covenant, but it was a covenant. And here in Psalm 89, we read in verse 3, "You have said," and now it's quoting 2 Samuel, "I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David, my servant." So that promise in 2 Samuel 7 was part of the continuity of God's promise-making, covenant-making, redemptive, signaling work. That those promises through Abraham, Moses, David, Jeremiah and Ezekiel will speak about a new covenant. This is God's redemptive plan and purpose. Now, Psalm 89 is saying, it's all very well that you made a promise to David that the future Messiah, the future king, will be of David's line. But the psalmist says, that all seems in jeopardy right now. The kingdom is in total disarray. God, at least on the surface, appears to have abandoned his promise. And the psalm, of course, is working that out. God has not abandoned his promise, even though there may be twists and turns and he may be disciplining his people and his people may be less faithful than they should be and so on and so forth. Psalm 89 is saying that when God makes a promise, he keeps it. Every time. Absolutely every time. And so, in a sense, although there's an historical context to Psalm 89 that's incredibly important, for you and me, there's also another lesson. That God makes promises, and his promises are yes and amen in Jesus Christ. That's a wonderful truth. Hope that that'll help you and bless you today. Have a wonderful day.